relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
An asylum claim is determined based on the facts that are presented in the individual case. In fact, the Title 42 authority has been applied to irregular migration since the very beginning of this administration and before. And it has applied to individuals from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and other countries. It has been applied equally. And the exceptions that I cited have been the exceptions that have applied to all. There are three exceptions: the Convention Against Torture, acute vulnerabilities such as extreme medical needs, and operational capacity. Those are the three exceptions. Title 42 authority has been applied irrespective of the country of origin, irrespective of the race of the individual, irrespective of other criteria that don't belong in our adjudicative process, and we do not permit in our adjudicative process.
Thank you, Secretary.
The whipping, the whips, the horse whips.
Sir, that is something that horrified us all. And, you know, this morning I was on radio, and the interviewer said that it troubled very profoundly the Black and the African American community, and I said one thing, and this should be clear: those are not the only communities that it
horrified. Enough! I've had enough. I've had enough. Scumbag! Truly, that is live from the White House. Alejandro Mayorkas, a liar par excellence, a man who, if his lips are moving, he is lying. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation to more than 300 stations, 3 million listeners. God bless every single one of you who has tuned in to listen to us today. It's Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. We have an amazing roster of guests, including former NYPD Commissioner Bernie Carrick, who will be joining us to discuss the release of the Arizona election audit. Paul Kengor, superlative expert on communism, especially communism here in America. Jim Carafano, national security expert, vice president of the Heritage Foundation, and so much more. We're going to play it for you, some cuts from that press conference that literally just finished 10 seconds ago. He has just walked away from the podium. But let's talk about the truth. Let's talk about the reality. Yes, there is a crescendo of events. The only reason that Alejandro Mayorkas, who arrived here as a child in the arms of his Cuban refugee parents, and now lectures Cubans to stay where they are, to rot in the hell that is communist Cuba today. The only reason he's at the podium is because the border is utterly and completely out of control. It's not Mexicans. It's not people fleeing political persecution. It's more than 9,000 Haitians from Chile who are here. People who aren't under threat of death, who aren't going to be executed or persecuted if they stay where they live, in Guatemala, in Honduras, wherever else they come from. They're coming here for one very simple reason. As Biden said not too long ago, it's a good thing if the white Anglo-European Americans end up outnumbered, and we must have a surge, quote-unquote. That's what Biden said. A surge of illegal immigration across the southern border. Why? Not because they care about people who are a shade darker than them. And, wow, a lot of people are a shade darker than that spooky white old man. Because if they cared, they wouldn't allow them to be camped out under a bridge in Del Rio. 300 pregnant women under that bridge, living in inhuman, stinking, third world conditions. Brazilian shanty towns, luxurious by comparison. It has nothing to do with compassion or care. It has to do with... It's all you need to know. Two things, my friend. Firstly, winning elections. They believe now that they're losing the support of black America. Remember, more black Americans, indigenous black, not African Americans, excuse me. What if you're from Jamaica? Indigenous black Americans born here, more black and Hispanic Americans voted for Donald Trump last year than any Republican president since the 1960s. That's bad news. That means that the people living on the Democrat political plantation are waking up to the indirect slavery of a dependence upon the nanny state. So number one, politics, 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 to create a new constituency of people indebted to big government on the welfare who have been amnestied by this administration. It's in the infrastructure bill. Don't take my word for it. They want to amnesty the 2 million illegals crossing the border this year, the 3, the 4, the 5, the 6 million crossing next year and the year after, until they win every election, along with their mail-in ballots. You've got your Democrat political plantation and mail-in ballots. Bingo. Done. Over. One-party state. And the second reason is far more, even worse... more invidious. When you have somebody who sadly bears the title of president today say on record in front of a camera, oh, it's such a good thing if a certain skin color outnumbers another skin color. Why would you say that? There's only one explanation. Because you hate what that white Anglo-European community, culture, civilization represents. America is bad. Don't you get it? We're wicked. We're evil. We stand for truth, for liberty, for entrepreneurship, for fighting for the truths upon which this republic was founded. And that's just bad. That's
patriarchy. That's normative cisgender. Ooh, we hate that. How do you destroy America without one bomb? How do you dismantle it without one shot being fired? No civil war, no invasion by an enemy force in tanks, with strategic bombers, with ICBMs and cruise missiles. No, you dismantle it by dismantling its identity. Because you have bought in to political correctness that is beyond wokeism. It is utter self-hatred. That's the Democrat Party, and that's why we must take America back. If you're not politically engaged, shame on you. You are part of the problem. If you're standing up at the local school board, if you're running for local school board, if you're supporting somebody running for local office, God bless you. You are on the America First team. Whatever your skin color, wherever you came from, you believe in America, you're a patriot. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain. People like Reggie from Florida. This is his story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Amazing words. Find out if you could be the next success story. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Cry Macho.
How much would $12,000 change your life? What would you buy with $12,000? It's not just a hypothetical question. My buddies at American Financing are the custom mortgage specialists. And right now there's still a window for you to renegotiate a lower mortgage if you act now. It's a free mortgage review that can lead to up to $1,000 back in your pocket each month. And you don't have to reset the term. That's right. They can write any loan term 10 years or over as long as it helps you. They're on your side. No pressure, no upfront or hidden fees. Just call them now. 855-581-5828. That's 855-581-5828, or just go to AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, MLS 182334, MLSConsumerAccess.org. $12,000. Come on, guys, check it out today. What have you got to lose? AmericanFinancing.net. It's Friday. Doesn't feel like Friday. Feels like that kind of crept up on us. First guest of the day. Super excited to have with us Paul Kengor of Grove City College, author, expert on communism, Marxism, you name it. The author most recently of The Devil and Karl Marx. Also, fabulous book, A Pope and a President. Paul Kengor, first question of the day. What size T-shirt do you take?
Oh, boy, I don't know. Probably medium or so. I was excited. I thought when you first started there, you're going to give me $12,000.
Oh, come on. Not me, but the guys at American Financing. So give them a buzz, okay. Paul. Seriously.
All right.
All I can do, the only power I have here at America First, is to share with you our latest T-shirt. That's why I asked you the question. God bless Randy. He had a fabulous idea. I don't know if we can pull this image up. So he's been so... Not that one. The new one. Come on. The My Body, My Choice, yes. So he's he's taken the Planned Parenthood emblem, he's put a syringe with a red line through it, and it says, My Body, My Choice. Be free, no mandates. Guys, it's brand new. Launched today. We're going to send one to our buddy Paul Kengel. You can get yours at sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Would you like a red one, Paul? Or a gray one?
I'll take a gray one. Red is a color I don't like, Seth. You know that.
Can we start on that? I wanted to ask you a very deep question, but can we start on this?
I wrote a piece for Crisis Magazine called My Body, My Choice on precisely this point a couple months ago.
Good. Find that article in Crisis, My Body, My Choice. We'll put it on Twitter and on Facebook pages. Okay, you just kind of triggered me there. Okay, yeah. I ain't no snowflake, but you just triggered me.
You don't like red either, I know that.
No, I'm so pissed that the fact, I think Cloris Plant explained it 14 years ago, I think it was Tim Russert when he was still alive, they made a decision, just a random decision during the then election, to flip the colors. Okay, from Democrat, red.
I know.
And then everybody stayed there. And Paul, you know this. Go to any country in the world, from Brazil to the UK, the left wing are red. Red! They always have been. The Tories, the conservative. Paul, can we start a national movement to just bring back the original colors so the Republicans are blue?
Right. Yeah, no, I'm with you totally. They all use slogans like forward, right? I mean, that's another phrase on the left, which was Obama's campaign slogan in 2012. I think the Italian publication of the left is called Avanti, right? Forward, with an exclamation mark. And yeah, I noticed the switch on that almost 30 years ago. And I thought, we can't let them get away with this, right? I mean, the Democrats should be red and the Republicans should be blue. But they got away with it because they ran all the networks. They had ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, all before Fox even came along. So, you guys at Newsmax could maybe lead the charge in trying to flip this, but good luck.
He took my bet and he raised me. He said, "You guys at Newsmax, I'm going to start it. I'm going to talk to buddies." I was at Sean Spicer's 50th birthday party last night. See the photographs on our Twitter feed. It's rather funny. He had cupcakes with his face on them. They were delicious, though. Okay,
they weren't red.
No, they were not red. Let's get serious, Paul Kengel. I went on a rant. I was listening to Alejandro Mayorkas live from the White House as we rolled in, and it just triggered me. Why are we where we are in the last 9 months? I mean, this is just a systematic dismantling of this nation. And I see a combination of things. On the one hand, political power, that they want to amnesty illegal aliens and stay in power forever. But on the other hand, these people, I don't need a conspiracy. I don't need Obama on his, secret walkie-talkie to Biden every day telling him what to do. There's no grand conspiracy. Paul, these people all hate themselves and this country like the Marxists. Isn't that all we need to explain everything?
Well, I think it gets back to that whole Democrat red point, right? The party has really moved far to the left, Seb. And I mean, it's gone in that direction increasingly ever so the last 30 or 40 years. Ronald Reagan had said many years ago, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. As we're talking, there was an abortion vote today where I think it was an absolute 100% complete party line vote. I think maybe one Democrat, maybe one out of like 218 might have voted against it. The party's drifted further and further to the left, and it's taken Biden with it. And Joe Biden, who supported the Hyde Amendment for over 40 years, like 1977 until he reversed on the campaign trail in Atlanta in July 2019 under pressure from Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren. So, and then he got into office. You and I and others are probably hoping, well, once he gets into office, maybe Biden won't be horrific on abortion, because he was never pro-life, but he wasn't awful, right? But he's turned out to be far worse than we could even imagine. The Texas heartbeat bill, he's gone on the offensive. He's been aggressive on that. In fact, if he would have been as proactive and out front and aggressive on Afghanistan as he's been on the abortion issue in Texas, the Texas bill and other things the last few weeks, we wouldn't have the Taliban now on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 flying the Taliban flag over Kabul. So to some degree, I know people on the conservative side want to say, Sleepy Joe, the man is slipping. He shows signs of dementia. He's not really in charge. Well, when it comes to some of these sort of cultural, revolutionary, radical left initiatives and issues, man, he ain't Sleepy Joe at all, right? I mean, he's forward.
Well, let's look at just one thing that proves exactly what you're saying. After the inauguration, he goes to the White House on the same day. First thing he does, it's only been in existence for less than 20 days, he abolishes the 1776 commission, which was created by President Trump to push back on the garbage of the 1619, America is racist and everything else. So that's not a senile man's actions. He may be senile, but he is also ideological. We're going to continue our discussion with Paul Kengel of Grove City College, author of The Devil and Karl Marx, and I think this is my favorite, Dupes. Check them both out. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise gun lobby. From battling the Biden administration's radical anti-gun agenda to restoring your constitutionally protected rights in the states, GOA's grassroots army, led by a friend of this show, Eric Pratt, is ready. GOA has a proud 45-year history of defending your Second Amendment rights without compromise. GOA's mission is simple: to protect, defend, and restore the Second Amendment. For just $25 a year, you can take an active role in the protection of your rights. When you join today by visiting gunowners.org/GORKA, you will receive a free gift. So help protect the Second Amendment by joining Gun Owners of America right now at gunowners.org/GORKA.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by American Financing.
Al, John, the Mark, don't go anywhere. We'll get your calls momentarily. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. If you enjoy America First and if you want to support a bit, who's such a great guy, please go to MyPillow.com. They're trying to crush Mike and Lindell. Why? Because he loves America. He's a conservative. He believes in God, and he wants Americans to pray and read the Bible. He has more than 100 incredible products, from the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, guaranteed for 10 years, 51 million sold. President Trump loves them. So does my whole team. Right up to the sheepskin slippers. Oh, my gosh. The Giza Dream Sheets. There's a buy one offer. Get one free offer right now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code GORKA for up to 66% off. Support Mike today. 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code Gorka. We're back with Paul Kengel, Senior Director of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, author of Dupes and most recently The Devil and Karl Marx. Paul, I want people to read your books. But in a few minutes, just walk us through that. What we're witnessing here today in America isn't because Obama, isn't because Hillary, isn't because Biden. This has been, to quote the other side, truly a long march through the institutions. The left had a plan, did they not, Paul?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Long march is right on. And that's a phrase attributed to Antonio Gramsci, who was the early 20th century Italian Marxist. Mussolini threw him in prison. He was so bad. And Mussolini was pro-Marxist, actually. So even he couldn't stand Antonio Gramsci. But yeah, this has been a long march through the institutions, to the point where, to borrow Mark Levin's phrase about American Marxism, that the type of Marxism that we're witnessing today, Seb, isn't what you and I saw in the 80s or the 90s, or what your father saw or what we saw in the 40s and 50s. I mean, 1930s, 1940s, 1950s, Communist Party USA, that was Soviet Marxism.
Right.
The Hollywood 10, all 10 of them, we have their five-digit Communist Party USA numbers. They all swore a literal loyalty oath to the Soviet Union. You know, they pledged themselves to a Soviet America, what Langston Hughes, who's now required reading in American public schools, called a USSA. But what we're seeing today is not Soviet Marxism. We're seeing this uniquely brand of American Marxism where they're applying it to culture. They're applying it to sexuality, gender. There are gender Marxists. There are feminist Marxists, people like Judith Butler. There are also Marxists who are applying it to race, critical race theory. So the type of Marxism we're seeing today wouldn't even be recognizable to Marx other than the Marx would appreciate how they were pitting people in different groups, kind of hostile camps, antagonistic groups at one another's throats, segmenting people not according to class, but according to race or gender or some other identity. And these young people have picked it up from their universities. It's what's been taught the last 30 or 40 years. And now we're reaping what we've sown.
I've got to ask you, you mentioned the Hollywood 10. We're talking to Paul Kengor. Just in 60 seconds, Eugene McCarthy, what is the correct historical verdict on him?
Well, that's a good question. Stan Evans wrote the best book, Blacklisted by History, which anybody watching right now, any liberals, listen, I'm telling you, you cannot have an opinion on McCarthy without reading that book. And some say, well, Stan was way too favorable to McCarthy, but he at least provided a corrective. And, you know, McCarthy was right in a lot of the allegations that he made. Did he get reckless at times? Sure, absolutely. But you know, McCarthy was definitely ahead of everybody else in realizing just how bad communists had penetrated almost every agency of the federal government in the 1930s and 1940s.
No,
in fact, McCarthy might have been late.
Yeah,
probably.
No, the fact is it's not the style, it's not the language he used, it is the facts of the matter. Bit like a former boss of mine. It is a fabulous book. Rest in peace, M. Stanton Evans. Check Blacklisted by History. Thank you for mentioning that here. Follow this man's work. Read his latest book, The Devil and Karl Marx. God bless you, Paul, for doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Complacency is a weakness that patriots cannot afford. For that reason, Carl Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Carl believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly stand up for their freedoms. This is about more than being a gun enthusiast. This is a very personal issue as we struggle for the soul of America. Carl wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday. And we will be playing for you the discussion we had yesterday with the CEO of Carl. You don't want to miss it later here on America First. In the meantime, check out their amazing line of U.S.-made weapons at KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. Earlier today, just over an hour ago, the head of the Department of Homeland Security had this to say. Play cuts.
Before the facts are in, is it helpful to your investigation for the President of the United States to use inflammatory language like people being strapped?
Well, let me just be very clear and repeat what I've said.
I am not concerned with respect to the integrity of the investigation. We know how to conduct an investigation with integrity. I served as 12 years as a federal prosecutor. There were a great deal of comments in many of the cases that I handled in the public sphere, and I know how to maintain the integrity of an investigation, and this investigation will have integrity.
Alejandro Mayorkas lecturing America about integrity. Let's ask a man who, I'm sure, has an opinion about that little soundbite. The 40th commissioner of the police force in New York, the most prestigious police position in the world, a good friend of America First, author of The Lost Son, Bernie Kerik. Welcome to America First.
Thanks, Sebastian.
So yesterday, the man who bears the title president said from the podium in the White House that those who strapped, quote-unquote, illegal immigrants will pay a price. And today, the head of DHS is saying, oh, we will have an investigation and it will have integrity. Your reaction?
Well, the president shouldn't comment on things he doesn't know, that he doesn't know about. I watched one video after another. I haven't seen anybody strapped. The Border Patrol says no one was strapped. No pictures of that. So, unless there's something out there that nobody knows about, which I don't think that's the case, because the Border Patrol themselves has said it's a lie, did not happen. That's one thing. Do we want an investigation with integrity? Yes. But here's my problem. They're calling for the abolishment of the unit.
Yes.
They're telling people that they're not going to send the guys back out on horses. It's one of the most it's one of the most important details out there for the men and women that's working in the field, in these hot spots in Texas and Arizona, places like that. So because the White House and the critics, the law enforcement critics, on the left, because they come out and make these hideous accusations that are unfounded thus far, you're going to completely annihilate a unit like that? That's insane. This is typical left-wing radical attacks on police and public safety.
One of my favorite photographs, I was leaving Fox News after a hit, and there was an equine NYPD officer there, and he wanted to say hello. We got a selfie with him and his horse. It's a treasured photograph. Talk to us about the importance of these kinds of units and how essential they are when you have to physically control an area, Commissioner.
Well, listen, in the NYPD, I tell you, I think we actually had one of the biggest, if not the biggest, mounted unit in the country. I think back when I was police commissioner, we had over about 120 horses for crowd control, for moving people, for holding a line. There's nothing better for every horse, a cop and a horse. It covers, that takes the place of 10 to 15 cops.
Right.
That being the case, there's nothing better than that out in the field when you're doing enforcement like the Border Patrol. What they've got to do, the movement they've got to do, the corralling of people, the things they have to do out there, there's nothing better. Nothing better. It's been going on for years. All of a sudden, oh, no, we're going to end the unit? This is typical, Sebastian, of everything that the left does. One thing happens, and they annihilate that public safety sector. One cop in Minnesota, Minneapolis, does something stupid, and they basically attack 800,000 police officers in the United States of America. That's what they do.
It's truly a war on law enforcement officers. I've dedicated a whole episode of my Newsmax show, America First, to that issue. Please watch this Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, re-air 10 p.m. Eastern. It's the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax. Commissioner Carrick has been a guest on my show. You can get the app for free, watch it for free, download it today. Commissioner Carrick, let's shift gears to the announcement of the Arizona audit today. I've just retweeted. It's at the top of my Twitter feed from a constitutional attorney, Matthew S. DiPerno, who has released some of the documentation from the audit. I'm just going to read the tweet. 57,734 ballots have serious issues in the audit just from that one county. Talk to us about the significance of today's reports and other impending audits.
Well, I'll make it simple, because I know the fake news was all over this today. They're taking snippets out of the audit, and they're trying to turn it into Biden 1.
Right.
Let's take your number. Your number alone, keep in mind, Donald Trump only lost by 10,500 in Arizona.
Yeah.
10,500. You had, let me see, mail-in votes without hold on one second. Mail-in votes without ballots, I think it was like 23,000. You know, the numbers are overwhelming where there were problem areas. And the people, the illegals that voted, I don't know what that total number turned out to be, but it's way over 10,500. Here's the bottom line. Donald Trump won Arizona. I don't care how. You can fake news it all you want. But when you break down the numbers, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. And the corruption, the things that went on there, not only shouldn't have happened in Arizona, they've happened all over this country, and it's up to the state legislators. Whether they decertify, here's my biggest issue. Whether they decertify Arizona, whether they call it for Biden or Trump, right now at this point, here's what I want. I want to see state legislators grow some courage, get the courage to go out and make sure that this kind of stuff can never happen again.
Yeah,
that's what they need to do.
We have to ask the so what question and answer it. You know what my reaction is. You were there in the room when I told President Trump my plan for what happens when the audits roll in. He has to use this evidence to as part of his campaign for re-election in 2024. Is there anything else that can be done or should be done until then, when we get more of these kinds of shocking results, Commissioner?
Well, I think the biggest thing, Sebastian, one is what you just said, to make sure the American people know exactly what happened and why and how, who was responsible. The second thing is to make sure we use that as lessons learned to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Right.
I know there's a lot of people calling for decertification. There's, you know, all this stuff. This stuff would get tied up in court for another year, 2 years. And let's just say, the courts went along with it, and Donald Trump got reinstated for, what, 18 months?
Yeah.
Really? No, you know.
No, we need 4 years. We need a second term. And there's no guarantee, given what we witnessed in the last 5 years, that the judges would actually do the right thing. We saw what the Supreme Court did with Texas and the 17 other states that had standing but were rejected for political purposes. Follow this man right now. He is digging for the truth every single day at Bernard Carrick on Twitter, and read his truly remarkable, I don't like autobiographies, but this book, it's one you need to read. The Lost Son, A Life in Pursuit of Justice. God bless you, Commissioner. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Next, our national security and foreign policy update with none other than the Vice President of the Heritage Foundation here in studio, Colonel Dr. Jim Carafano.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
If you're interested in celebrating our civil rights, celebrating America First in the last 4 years of President Trump's presidency, you've got to go to galleryofguns.com to order your Carr Firearms Group Auto Ordnance Custom 1911. That's galleryofguns.com. And go into the search box, put the name G-O-R-K-A, and pre-order your copy of this classic custom firearm. But even better than that, we have the man who made it possible. On the line with us, none other than the founder, the CEO, the president of Carr Firearms, Justin Moon. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sebastian. It's great to be on.
Look, I mean, the market is nuts. We know the market is crazy. You know, just buying ammunition can be a chore. But I didn't think that we would sell 200 custom 1911s in just a couple of days. Is that what you expected?
Oh, I didn't expect that either. I guess you're more popular than we both imagined, Sebastian.
All right, we'll have to make the next version. We'll change. We'll do a different version, different colors, and then we'll have the second edition. But in the meantime, go to galleryofguns.com and look for the special custom gun. Okay, so tell us why. Look, guns can be looked at as a very pedestrian thing, like a hammer, like a tool. Some manufacturers, that's their attitude. It's just another tool. It's just another artifact. You have a very different attitude. When I met you at SHOT Show, we connected almost instantly. Would you share with our 3 million listeners and then all the other people who are going to watch this later on Rumble, why for you it's not just about engineering, it's not just about self-defense, it truly is about the future of our republic and what your family history, how that informs your views?
I mean, our republic was founded on the notion and the understanding that liberty is not given to us by any governments or by man. Liberty is a human right which is given to us by God, and that we have liberty when the government leaves us alone. My father was, you know, held in a North Korean concentration camp for nearly 3 years, and he was freed by General MacArthur as he pushed up, so, and up to the Yellow River. And so, you know, for me, guns are about freedom. That's what they represent. They represent the right of an average citizen to have his own self-determination. I mean, look what's happening around the world today, Sebastian, with this COVID nightmare tyranny, which is all over the Western world. I mean, have you seen the video clips coming out of Australia where policemen are beating old ladies and
it's shocking.
And other people just for protesting?
Yeah, and Venezuela, when they're flying our flag, the American flag, and demanding libertad, libertad. I'm so glad you mentioned that the new context and the COVID context. Look, it seems that there's something cyclical. Even under the Reagan administration, we had firearms restrictions. Then we had Clinton. And then we had, of course, you know, the Obama craziness. And now the banning of certain types of ammunition by the Biden administration. But this time, Mr. Moon, Justin, it's not just the usual Democrat demagoguery. Isn't this assault against our first freedoms more serious than the ones we've witnessed in the past?
I think this is one of the most serious assaults Americans have ever faced. I mean, if they can stick the needle in you and force you to take a vaccine against your will, they can take your guns.
Yeah.
They can throw you in a concentration camp. They can murder you. So this is very terrifying. And I think a lot of Americans get it. That's why they are going out there buying guns and buying America First guns. Because they understand that if we're going to have liberty in this world, America has been and must be again the first nation to stand for liberty.
Yeah, because there's nowhere else to run. If America falls, that's it. Would you share? We have a few minutes left. We're talking to the president, the founder of Akar Firearms, the Akar Firearms Group. That's KAHR.com. An amazing line of weapons. I carry a 9mm Akar, KAHR.com. When we met at SHOT Show, when I interviewed you from Radio Row, you told the amazing story of how you got into firearms. When you were at college and you just saw this classic concealed carry weapon, the Walther. It was too heavy. It wasn't powerful enough. What was your vision? Can you explain the vision that birthed Carr and how you started?
Yeah, I've always loved the Walther PPK. Great gun, James Bond movies. But, you know, it was a little bit underpowered. 380s back then, they didn't have the modern hollow tips and all the new fancy ammo you have today. And basically, if you wanted to have a serious self-defense pistol, you needed to be in a 9. But all the 9mm were huge.
Yeah.
And so I thought that, you know, if I could develop a firearm, which was, you know, the size of the Walther PPK, but chambered in 9mm, that there would be a market for it. And so I spent, you know, a couple of summers working on some ideas and developing prototypes. And
how old were you when you said you're going to make the new modern PPK?
That was junior year in college.
On that tack, let's shift, and please check out the amazing line of USA-made weapons at KAHR.com. Talk to us about, because you do spend time paying your respects to law enforcement, especially with your dedicated weapons. Your reaction to what we're seeing happening to brave law enforcement officers across the country in the last 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, the attacks against law enforcement officers is very unfortunate. It's very saddening. The talk about defunding the police. I mean, it hasn't worked out well in the cities which have actually done it.
Yeah.
All of this social chaos, I think, is really, really the reason why Americans today really feel the need that they have to exercise their Second Amendment rights and go out and buy firearms. And I can really understand that. And I think it's a smart thing to do because, you know, we are seeing a very crazy world all around us, and there isn't any area where you can actually feel safe. So I think the message is for the American people, we have to be responsible for our own safety and our own peace, and we can never surrender that responsibility. And one of the first and most important parts about being safe and being free and at peace is, you know, learning how to shoot a firearm, becoming, understanding how to shoot it safely, and learning how to be responsible for your own self-protection.
Listen to that man. He knows of what he speaks. It's not just gun culture. It's about civil rights and protecting your family in this nation.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.